eroticalust.com, home of erotic short stories and sex articles. Also available on the site are novels and kinky t-shirts. Now let's get to the story.
I arrived at Big Bear late Friday night. The drizzle had transformed into a downpour about 2 kilometers away from the cabin, and I drove slowly as my wipers struggled to clear the onslaught of the storm from my windshield. Celine Dion's I Drove All Night played on the radio, so I switched it off. The last thing I was in the mood for was a soppy love song after everything I had been through in the last few weeks. Love was the last thing on my mind. The best I could ask for was mental health. The cabin owner said he'd left the keys for me under the doormat, but I was certain I'd be soaking wet from the car to the door. Luckily for me, my denim jacket and the plastic bag were on the passenger seat. I held the jacket over my head as I stepped out and dashed to the door. Mud had splattered on my shoes, but my jacket had absorbed most of the rain shower. I lifted the mat, took the key, and opened the door. As I stepped in, I looked back at the car and thought about leaving my bag overnight if the rain didn't subside. At least I had the plastic bag. That would help me relax. After putting the plastic bag on the kitchen table, I slumped onto the couch and exhaled a deep, resounding breath. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be alone. I closed my eyes and lowered my chin. I wanted to curse Evan for putting me through hell. The damn bastard. I had been so good to him for years, and to think he cheated on me with his colleague. My stupid lawyer should have gotten me a much better settlement. I was actually angry with myself for not being able to afford a better lawyer. But how could I after the retrenchment? Just when I thought that my life couldn't get any worse, I lost my job soon after finding out about Evan's affair. I rubbed my head while thinking about moving out at the end of the month. I had been on Oxford Road for 5 years with Evan. The balcony overlooked a park with red and white roses surrounding the wooden benches. The silence around the building was deafening. I loved peace. Yet, the recent tumultuous events left my head throbbing and crushing my soul. Thinking about not having anywhere to go the following month had mentally fatigued me. Mom had offered me to come back home, but how could a 35-year-old woman live with her mom? I was supposed to have 2 children by now and be happily married for the rest of my life. Look at me now. My chin rested in my hand as I sighed. I shook my head, feeling embarrassed that Mom had to offer me money for the weekend getaway. She was such a darling. My lips parted as I closed my eyes and raised my chin, remembering that I had forgotten to call her. Absent-mindedness had become my new norm. I walked to the window and looked at the rain. My energy and gaze dropped as I thought about spending my getaway alone. If only Evan hadn't disappointed me, he'd be here holding me. How could he be such a bastard? Lightning struck, illuminating the tree in front of the cabin, the muddy driveway, and the raindrops ricocheting off my car roof. The blast of thunder made me flinch and step away from the window. I walked to the kitchen table and pulled out the pills. My psychiatrist said that a good night's rest would do me wonders. Thanks again, Mom, for lending me the money for the treatment. What would I do without you? I tilted the tube, and 2 pills popped out into my palm. With the glass of water in my left hand, I raised the pills to my mouth. As my lips parted, a knock on the door interrupted me. I looked at the door over my shoulder and frowned. Who could that be now? I'm not expecting anyone. The owner said I'd have the place to myself and that the area was quiet. I put the glass on the table and walked to the door. As my hand reached for the handle, I froze. What if it's a burglar? No, that's stupid. Why would he knock? Who is it? I raised my voice.
Hi. My name is Sebastian. My car broke down 1 kilometer from here, and I'm just looking for help.
What if he's lying? He could be saying that to get inside and have his way with me. Well, then at least I'd get some. God knows it's been a while. I don't know. I'm not sure there's anything I can do.
I'm only asking to make a phone call. My battery died, and I really need my car attended to.
I looked through the peephole. Oh. He's quite cute. Sebastian had short black hair, brown eyes, and a jawline suitable for a billboard. I guess it wouldn't hurt if I let him in for a minute. I opened the door, and he raised his eyes to meet mine.
Hi.
I tried to suppress a smile, but who was I kidding? Sebastian was gorgeous and drenched. Hi. Would you like to come in?
That would be great, but I don't want to wet your floor.
It's fine. I have to dry it anyways. He smiled, and I cringed on the inside. That was a stupid excuse to have a gorgeous stranger inside my house. As Sebastian walked in, I rolled my eyes, feeling desperate and stupid. Maybe I was both, but I had a hot guy in my place, even if it was only for a few minutes. He stood in the middle of the lounge, then smiled at me. I smiled back. A few seconds of awkward silence ensued. Isn't he going to say something? Anything I can get you?
Yeah, the phone.
I snapped out of reverie. Oh, right. Sorry, I'm a bit lost. I just got in myself.
No problem.
I walked to the kitchen table and looked inside the plastic bag. The phone wasn't there. It must be in the jacket. I searched for it but couldn't find it, then realized it was in the glove compartment. I turned to Sebastian and said, "Actually, I left the phone in my car. Sorry about that."
"Is it possible for you to get it?"
"Well, it's raining pretty heavily."
"I can go. I'm already wet."
I smirked. He noticed my hesitancy and added,
"You don't trust me."
"No offense, but I've known you for a few minutes." He smiled.
"Fair enough.
I can get you a towel in the meantime, and once the rain stops, I'll go get my phone."
"Yeah, that would be great."
I fetched a towel and smiled as I handed it to him.
"Thanks, this is so nice of you."
"No problem." Sebastian rubbed the towel against his hair and then wiped his clothes, but the drenched shirt stuck to his body. "Why don't you take off your shirt, and I can give you my jacket to wear if you're cold." He pulled the shirt off, and I gawked at his six-pack. Oh, my God. How I would love to touch it. He looked so good that I just wanted to run my hands all over his body. "Have a seat.
I don't want to wet your couch."
"It's not mine, and you can spread the towel and sit on it." He did, and he spread his legs open. I couldn't help but sneak a peek at his groin. "Can I get you some coffee or tea?"
"Tea would be great, thanks."
I saw that the owner had left a few tea bags and a coffee jar. I made myself a coffee and handed Sebastian the tea. He smiled.
"Thanks. You're so nice to me."
"It's my pleasure." After we spoke for half an hour about work and hobbies, I noticed Sebastian's prolonged gazes at me. I smiled and cleared my throat as he held eye contact. My eyes lowered for a second before I said, "Can I get you another tea?"
"That would be great."
I returned and placed it in front of him.
"Why don't you sit here next to me?"
I stared at him for a few seconds, then smiled before slowly lowering my bum to the couch. Our legs were centimeters away from each other, and they got even closer as Sebastian's right leg drifted closer to mine, brushing it. I looked at it and saw in my peripheral that he was looking at me. My eyes glided over his torso before meeting his. He leaned towards me and kissed me. Our lips infused, and I thought about pulling back. The hell with it. I needed to recuperate, and what better way than with a dick inside me? Sebastian scooped me into his arms and carried me to the bed. He laid me on it, then unzipped his pants. I stared at his dick bulging from his jocks and couldn't wait to touch it. He pulled off my leggings, then my G-string. Sebastian lay on top of me and kissed me. My hands slid down his back and into his jocks, grabbing his ass. God, it was so tight. I felt his dick press against my groin and couldn't wait to feel it inside of me. My other hand slipped into his jocks and squeezed his other cheek. He rolled over, lying on his back and pulling me on top of him. He smiled as I looked down at him. I knew he wanted me to ride him, but first, I wanted to taste his dick. I sat beside him and ran my hand over his dick, then looked at him. He smiled, and I looked back at his jocks and pulled them off. His dick shot up. I stroked it several times and felt it get harder, his balls tightening. I lowered my head, my lips hovering over his tip. He pulled down my head, and my lips slid over his tip as my tongue moistened it. My lips lowered, almost engulfing his dick. He pressed the back of my head, and I felt his tip go into my throat. I gurgled, and he murmured. His tip kept jabbing my throat as I bobbed down on his dick. After doing that a few times, I raised my head and breathed heavily, saliva stretching out of my mouth. I sat on Sebastian and grabbed his dick, then inserted it into my pussy. He grabbed my waist, and I straightened my back as I pressed my hands on his chest. I felt his dick go in all the way into my pussy, and I closed my eyes. I kept jumping on his dick, loving every second of it. My forehead wrinkled as I screamed. I leaned forward and grabbed the top of the headboard with both hands, my tits hovering over Sebastian's mouth. He raised his head and sucked one nipple while fondling the other. God, he knew what he was doing. I opened my eyes and frowned, looking down at him. The man sure knew how to suck a nipple. After bouncing on Sebastian's dick for some time, I got off him and onto my hands and knees. He kneeled behind me and stuck his dick into my pussy. He pulled my ponytail with both hands as he rammed me from behind. I raised my head and grimaced while feeling his dick tear my pussy apart. He sped up the penetration, making me lose my mind. I couldn't get enough of his dick. Sebastian spanked my ass, then groaned as his cum drenched my pussy. He released my ponytail, and I dunked my head, exhausted and sweaty. I lay on the bed, and Sebastian smiled at me before lying next to me. I closed my eyes and fell asleep. In the morning, I opened my eyes and raised my head. I saw that I was in the lounge. What the hell am I doing on the couch? I leapt off the couch, then went into the bedroom and saw that no one slept in the bed. I frowned. What the hell is going on? Where is Sebastian? I scampered to the front door, opened it and saw the sun blazing onto the puddles of water. I looked around and didn't see anyone. Inside, I looked at the pill tube and then counted the content. Two pills were missing. I looked at the couch, then the tube again. I placed it on the table, then went to the bathroom and saw the towel on the hanger. In the lounge, I saw that the floor was dry. I sat on the couch and realized the power of wishful thinking combined with drugs.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you'll love the new erotic novel My Wife and Girlfriend, available on eroticalus.com. Just click on shop. While you're there, also check out the kinky t-shirts for men and women.